Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, your favorite mom podcast.
Or just in general podcast, right? I mean, can we say
either
that?
Either way.
It's basically just your favorite podcast.
You know, it's funny, if you looked at my podcast library or list or whatever, mm-hmm. it's like mom podcast, true crime podcast.
And never
how
the
to raise my kids mix. Or somebody got murdered. Like there's okay. just no, there's no in between. Those are the two categories that every single podcast I right. listen to falls into.
I just want to tell the listeners here that we had a little pump up session before we started this this podcast because Karen was like, all right, I need to get pumped up. And I was like, well, hold on, my friend. I have just what you need. We just listened to a little Beyonce, Texas Hold'em.
Is everyone then, else in love with this song?
You we do think love it's this great. Song. I do love it, but honestly. Now every time I listen to it, all I can think about is you because I feel like every time I see you, you express
I'm talking about Beyonce
how much. But I will say this, in true mom fashion, we just literally went through the lyrics to find all the swears in it, all the swear words.
Yes, because listen, my kids are old enough. I want to play it because I think it's a fun song and we're jamming out and there's all these words. And Yeah. And they play on the radio? I don't know. I feel like on the radio, you used to not be able to say anything. And I feel like now.
Anything flies.
Anything goes.
Not anything, but a lot of things
there's,
do.
I think one word is bleeped on the radio.
And also, if you know Karen and I at all, this will not surprise you. I am not concerned about the swear words.
And I'm like, do you play River the Clean version?
And I was like, I don't know. I don't think this is the clean version. Like, I don't know.
I always have to look up the clean version.
I guess I'm slowly corrupting my child.
No, she's too young. You just don't have a 8-year-old who's very intently listening to every mm-hmm. word.
Are you afraid she's like going to go to school and sing those exact lyrics like at recess or something?
I don't know. Who knows? Probably. I don't know. But I do think it's a fun song. listen, you know what else is fun?
What's fun?
We have a big rebrand, Katie. Anchor Moms is being reborn.
Oh, as like pushing that puppy out.
Yeah. Listen, guys, we are parent company has really decided to, you know, we have a new logo. We have a new color scheme.
Mm.
We have like our own font. Not our own. It's not like the font was created for Anchor Moms, but, you know, a designated font we should use. Colors. New pictures. The whole works, guys. It's very exciting.
You really know you've made it when you have your own font.
Yes. Which by font, I mean, it's a font anyone can use. We're just having it, you know, labeled for us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So just
it should really be renamed Anchor Mom's font.
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath.
We'll see.
But yeah, just a whole little, a big refresh.
Yes.
Coming
yes.
your way.
It's very exciting. So you might notice, hopefully you follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, those sorts of things. And you will notice new graphics, a new look, really trying to take it to the next level here, folks.
Right. So, what's on a graphic this week? It's like new colors, new logo. Same old Anchor Mom.
Same old getting Karen. They're just trying to spruce us up a bit.
And by the way, shameless plug here. If you do want to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, it's just at Anchor Moms. You can find us.
It's very easy.
It's like, you know, it's probably the easiest thing you'll do all day.
Easier than finding the clean version of Beyonce.
Oh, wow. I mean, that is actually true because I don't know. I mean, you would know because I've never tried to find the clean version of anything in my life. Moving on, speaking of clean.
Gosh, yes.
I know. I knew. This is a lot.
It's a doozy, folks.
This is a lot. This is an article from Today. called Mom Who Prioritizes Health Makes Her Own Goldfish Crackers and People Have Thoughts. Okay, so this is a content creator. Her name is Gretchen Adler. She says that her kids have never had the opportunity to eat popular kid marketed foods because, and this is a quote, my food standards are really high. She says, you know, her kids' friends eat goldfish at snack time all the time. She has three kids, by the way. And so she decided that she was going to make these herself. She says frequently she creates these alternatives from scratch. And her kids never feel like they are missing out. And by the way, if you want to do this, she says, quote, all it takes is a little bit of creativity and desire. So, as I said, people had thoughts. I have to say this. This is just like a little side note. I was at Karen's house last week and her kids were very excited about Pop-Tarts. Apparently they were on sale. Very excited about Pop-Tarts. Like, we ran down our favorite flavors. They showed me where the ones in storage are and where the ones that they're currently eating. This Gretchen person, Instagram just today, like, posted, my kids have never eaten a store-bought Pop-Tart before.
Oh, wow.
And that's because they are loaded with blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. And I immediately thought of you, and I knew this article was going to be for you.
Well, yes, my kids do eat Pop-Tarts on occasion when they're on sale.
And no shame.
They eat goldfish, too.
Same.
Okay, here is my kind of bottom line for this.
Uh-huh.
I mean, great for this woman. You do you. I just feel like there is so much generational, this is bad for you, this is good for you, cut out this, add this, yada, yada, yada. I'm just going to say, when I look back on my childhood, I did not eat healthy at all. And as a 41-year-old woman who just went to a doctor's appointment,
mm-hmm.
Knock
on wood, yeah.
Fairly healthy over here. You know, I don't feel like I have any major health concerns or impact. I mean, I know this is very anecdotal, but I'm just saying in general, I feel like a large swath of our population was raised on goldfish and Pop-Tarts and sugar cereal and not that many vegetables and non-organic foods and, you know, frozen dinners and all of these things. And I feel like by and large, we're doing okay.
Yeah.
I know that's not research-based, but I just feel like this stuff wasn't around, wasn't a thing, and we're fine, right? I don't know.
I think I'm somewhere in the middle here. I want to say what other folks are saying in this article. Like, there are some people who responded to this to say, your kids are so lucky to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I didn't have a weird almond mom. You remember that reference? That's to, mm-hmm. I don't know, there was an influencer
that
a while ago
person,
that was
yeah.
like, if you're hungry, just eat three almonds at a time, you know, just taking it too far. An expert weighs in on this and basically says, like, listen, like, you do you. But she says, you know, caution shaming other moms. Like, it is other moms, other women, parents do not have the economic means to mm-hmm. stay home.
Or time.
Correct. Time, you know, all of that stuff. They don't have the time to make homemade goldfish. Or insert goldfish with anything. Like, it's just really difficult to be a working parent and have the time to make all of these homemade meals and to make sure everything is, like, A-okay and completely, you know, nutritional. So she says that. She also talks about how early feeding practices shape a child's future relationship with food more than we might realize, affecting everything from their eating habits to their weight management and likelihood of eating disorder. So if you focus too much on food, food becomes this sort of centric running theme throughout your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is unhealthy
mm-hmm.
and not good. I will say this. We do try to eat some things organic, fruits and our dairies. I think that there's probably some middle. Surely there's a middle ground here, right? Surely there's a middle ground. I guess I sort of take offense to anybody who is, like, riding their high horse on social media. Again, you know, this you do you, but just looking at her social media, mm-hmm. it's like some sort of, like, idealized life. Like, her kitchen is perfect, her clothes are perfect. she's wearing pearls while she's cooking this stuff. And I'm happy for her and I'm happy for folks that can do that. But I just don't think that's the majority of people out there. And I think we talked about this over and over again. Social media is staged. And to me, that feed, her, that social media feed feels not authentic to me. And stop shaming moms who cannot. I mean, I literally don't have time in my life. I don't really even have the desire, but I don't have time in my life to make homemade goldfish.
Who does?
Well, I mean, some people do.
Except this influencer.
But again, isn't there some sort of happy medium? There's a right. happy medium here, you know? And I mean, she says her kids are like, you know, happy to eat homemade goldfish or homemade Pop-Tarts, whatever.
I do think there has to be a happy medium. You have to be somewhere in the middle. Let's not just go crazy and eat everything junk food.
Right.
But I don't think you need to go this extreme.
Yeah. You know, and just one last note. I mean, this article also talks about just like the socioeconomic impacts of all of this in terms of children who are eating less healthy foods often don't have access. It's really like an access thing sometimes. They don't have access to that kind of food. And it just goes back to like sort of shaming folks and shaming parents who, let's be honest, are just doing the best they can. Just doing the best they can.
One of the reactions in this article was a person who said, I was raised this way and ate so much junk food every time I went to my friend's house or anywhere I could get away with it that I'm sure I ate way more junk food than if my mom would have just allowed it. So you just kind of have to take that stuff and put it in perspective and think about what, like you said, the overall goal here is to have a good relationship with food and eat, in my opinion, fairly healthy. We have those two things. Let's move on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Agreed.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Moms.
I'm singed out from Beyonce.
Oh, really? Did you want me to do the clean version of Moms? Oh, I think that was the clean version.
Yeah, that was it.
Anyway, this Moms the Word segment is just sort of a segment where we recommend some things that might not be on your radar. This one. Remember how a couple of weeks ago I recommended long socks?
Yes.
Which my husband was like,
I've been
just
thinking about that.
It.
Every time I put on my short socks, I'm like, oh, Katie wouldn't approve.
So my husband, Brian, listened to that episode and he literally came into our room yesterday and started digging through my drawer. And I was like, what? Like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm getting all your short socks because, like, if you're not wearing these short socks, like, some of these will fit me and I'm going to go ahead and take
them. Oh, wow. And I was stole like, the short socks. Go, Brian.
Oh, okay. Like, you know, good on you. And he was like, and you are correct. That I'm still not doing long socks. Like, he's like, that is just
it's
a
such
no
a
for
dad
me.
Thing.
That is a no for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's okay, babe. Like, you know, it's all right. It's okay.
I'm semi-surprised that you guys could wear the same size socks.
Well, you know, they're stretchy, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, not all of them would fit him, but I don't know. I mean,
there,
I don't know. Maybe they are tight. I don't know. I didn't ask him, but he's capitalizing on my short sock days. Over
I wonder
you
what
guys.
Else like when you trend up like right. is he taking your skinny jeans like what else is Brian like
digging
through?
If you know Brian, he's not a skinny jean guy. You know that, right? But he also would not be interested in this mom's the word either. So I have sort of done a switch from like those legging tights to a little bit of like a flared legging.
I noticed these
yes.
that you had these on the other day. They
yes.
looked cute. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm sort of obsessed with them because I think they're.
But you can't wear the long socks with them.
Right. Well, you could, but I don't know that it would look right. I'm sort of on
I don't
the
think
fence
it would.
About that.
I don't think it would.
Can I get back to you on
yes,
that?
Yes.
Can I get
yes.
back to you on that? Like, let me think about that.
Okay.
Because I just bought my first pair like 2 weeks ago. So, and if you're, you know, if you don't know what we're talking about, again, you know how those, like, you know, those traditional tights are, like, tight on the ankle. These have just a little bit of flare. Some of them have more of a flare.
But these are, like, just to clarify, like, workout
leggings.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
workout
yes.
pants. I mean, or, you know, I don't know. Some people You could wear them anywhere.
Sure, right. Sure. But just to
so I just wanted idea. To say, I wanted to see, because I did buy mine from Lululemon, which, as you know, is expensive. And I don't care what anybody, those are my favorite leggings. They make the best leggings. So I, you know, sorry, not sorry. But the Lulu ones, if they're not on sale, are like anywhere from $118 to $128. Ooh. But they have a couple of colors on sale, which is, you know, just FYI, I got mine on sale. And anywhere from like $49 to $80.
Oh, wow. That's a big discount.
So like they're not, they, you know, they're not going to give you a sale on like the black ones. But I think I got two green pair. But I wanted to tell you, like, Amazon is doing them for $29. I think Athleta, when I did a quick Google. So you can get them cheaper.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know. I just, it's like I wanted to do something different than those regular old leggings. So
I like it. They looked cute on you. Yeah,
you.
They looked good.
Thank
I
you.
I noticed them.
Thanks.
All right. Well, and we will link
these fabulous
non-skinny leggings. Okay, our next article comes from Scary Mommy. Are we all just too tired to be a good friend?
Yes.
As I think about how tired I am. So this mom talks about, you know, gosh, don't we all do this? Let's go out. Let's have a coffee. Let's have a brunch. Let's have a dinner. Let's go get drinks. And then it takes months and months to plan. And then you're so exhausted when the day comes that you're like, oh, should I cancel?
Yeah.
So this mom talks about, you know, I was thinking about it, and this is totally me. I'm an extrovert. You know, I remember when Gregory and I first got married, I mean, we would go out almost every night of the week.
Really?
Yes. Yes. We each had our own friend groups when we met and got married. So we had, and then we, you know, were playing adult sports. So then we had that friend group, and We just went out a lot, and we were very social. And then I think now, gosh, how much that's changed. And as this mom says, it's not that I'm an introvert now. It's not that that part has changed. It's that I'm so tired. I thought this was a good quote. She said, all our get up and go is going other places, which is so true. You know, And I find that I'm tired, as I know you are, Katie, but I'm also emotionally and mentally tired, which I almost feel like is perhaps worse than the actual not getting sleep tired. At this stage, which unfortunately is different from you, Katie, but, you know, my kids for the most part sleep through the night. You know, we get up between 5 and 6, but we can still get a pretty good night's rest. But it's just everything else that I feel like is so exhausting. That it's just so hard to take that time and energy to get ready, make the plans, get an Uber, go out, be on.
Right.
Right? Don't you think?
Yes. No, I mean, first of all, you're definitely more of an extrovert than I am. I'll be honest with you, like 9 times out of 10, I would really prefer to stay at my house and do nothing. Truly. I spend a lot of time at work, like talking at the teleprompter, talking to producers, talking to Charles, my co-anchor, talking to Ryan, talking to my bosses, talking to people in the newsroom, like talking to River when she gets home from school. Like I'm usually pretty, I'm like overstimulated by the time there's some sort of opportunity to be at home. Like I can't wait. Normally I'm like, I spend so much time in my life and like even now as I sit here, full makeup, like my hair is done. I'm wearing a suit. I have heels on. Like I just, at the end of the day, I'm tired. And the amount of time in which, like there's nobody, like I'm not working. There's nobody that needs me. I'm not cooking dinner. You know, that time is so small and precious in my life. Like the idea that I would have to like get up and put clothes on and like put makeup on and like you said, be on. Is just, it's like, why would I want to do that, you know?
The other thing that this article mentioned that I hadn't thought of before, they said that we don't perhaps realize it, but we are now using social media to recharge our social battery.
Yeah, that's not happening for me. Is that happening for you?
I don't know. I don't think so, but it was an interesting thought. And I will say, I think this is definitely true for a lot of people. I do think that there's an element of, you know, I can send memes or DMs or whatever to friends and feel like we're connecting.
Like text messages?
or like on social media, sure. you know, uh-huh. and feel like we're connecting, you know, rather than actually going in person. Yeah. And I feel like people might think, oh, I've scrolled through. I know what they're up to. I don't necessarily need to like have a conversation with them mm-hmm. in real life. I do think that's true. I think that's true. I think that is happening for a lot of people, that they feel like they're getting their social fix, if you will, by scrolling on their phone.
And keeping in touch with people, maybe. Like, hey, yeah. like, I'm still friends with this person because we're interacting on social media. The other thing that this writer, who we've had actually several articles from her, by the way, I like enjoy her, Meg Saint Esprit, I think is how you say her last name. Mm. Her, just because her stories, when she
a fancy last name. I know. Name.
I think she's in Pittsburgh in Western Pennsylvania, which
I thought you were going to say she's like a princess somewhere or something.
She is. Like, did you read this article? She is not a princess.
No, I don't know.
She talks about how, like, just sort of, like, the energy expended, then mm-hmm. you have to sort of pay for it later. She talks about she goes out mm-hmm. late with a friend, doesn't get home till 10 o'clock. And the whole time she's, like, kind of thinking about how her day tomorrow is going to be a disaster because of that.
Right.
And, of course, like, she wakes up the next day, and it is. Like, her kindergartner reminded her that she missed bedtime. She was, like, really tired. Mm-hmm. She had all these things mm-hmm. to do. She missed out on things that, you know, she didn't catch up on the laundry, the stuff that needed to be done. And so then it was just like waiting for her the next morning when she got there. And that is like my life in a nutshell, especially because of my crazy hours. Like, if I go out in the evenings on a weeknight, it's like I will want to die at work the next day. And even on a weekend, like if I'm not in bed by like, I don't know, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, like my whole sleep schedule then is screwed up for when I start back to work on, like, Monday morning. You know
we
what
know
I mean?
We know this, because you always dip out early.
I know. I do. It is true. It's like
it's like 9 o'clock and the pumpkin is.
Yes, I'm always like, I'm Ubering home. Bye. See you.
What is it in Cinderella? The carriage is turning back into a pumpkin.
I know. I'm super inflexible about it. And I want to be sorry about it. But
no,
I don't,
you need your sleep.
Well, I don't think I am. I think I'm too old. Like,
that's
know.
That's another good point.
I'm just too old, and I've been there, and I don't want to anchor a 2.5-hour show but also feel like I want to die the whole time. Like, I'm just too old.
I was telling this to somebody at work the other day, one of the young reporters, that I remember when I was in my second TV job and we had a 9:30 meeting to start the day, and I could get up, literally get out of bed at 9, shower real quick, the station was close, get there, no makeup, and then put it on later. And I hadn't, like, what was I even worrying about? I had no cares or anything else going on. But I mean, I would sleep until 9.
Wild.
I mean, isn't that insane?
Yes.
It's like where? I mean, I'm up for like 4 hours now by that time.
Yeah.
And dealing with stressful things.
I know. I think like you're like with sick kids, with you know what your day is going to be. Anyway, I don't know. I think, is this just a phase of life?
I do think it's a phase. I mean, I think let's look. I mean, I know just anecdotally from my sister and my sister-in-law whose kids are older, it does feel like at a certain point, you know, they don't need you to put them to bed. They don't need you to help them bathe.
Right.
They can make their own lunches, right. presumably. You know,
make their own lunches. When does this happen?
I mean, Ellery will do it on occasion now. I mean, it can happen as early as you make it.
I'm afraid like River would just put like just Oreos.
I mean, there's worse things in life, right? Don't tell the homemade goldfish, Mom.
Oh, now I'm gonna have to start making homemade Oreos. Yeah.
No, but I do think that your like as your children get older, your load of having to help them goes down,
right?
And you do. I hope we're going to go out crazy in a couple years, right, Katie? It's just going to be like, it's back to college.
No, I think this is just it. This is it for me. Okay. I think this might be it for me. I don't think I have a crazy bone left. It's over. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Hopefully we're still doing Anchor Moms and we can check in when our kids are like teenagers and we're like, you know.
They don't want to hang out with us. We just get to go out with our friends all night.
Late to podcast because we were, you know. Rabble rousing all night.
Wow. Okay. All right. One more article for the day.
All right. Article number 3 comes from Motherly. Are you a living room family? Viral IG post sparks debate with new parenting term. Are you a living room family, a bedroom family, or somewhere in between? So the gist here, Living room families, this is the idea that families who spend most of their time together in the communal living space of their homes, and they do so because everyone feels safe, at peace, comfortable, and accepted to do so, versus bedroom families who don't spend a time, basically don't spend that much time together and everybody's in their respective bedroom. The writer here is like, oh, I just, I realize that we're a living room family and it's like so beautiful and it's like, our kids feel safe and, wanted in this like common space. And of course, like the funniest thing to me is that people respond like, I'm sorry, how old are your kids? Like, just wait until they like reach puberty and then trust me, you'll be like a bedroom family, And other people talk about, yes, I came from a bedroom family and it was like very sad. And other people are saying, yeah, we were a living room family and it was so great. Are we? I think we do fall somewhere between like when your kids are little, you're a living room family. But I think as kids get older, I don't think it's unusual or necessarily a bad thing that people become bedroom families.
Yeah. No, I totally think it's dependent on your kids' age. We are definitely a family room family. I have to say, too, one thing this doesn't factor in, do you live in an old home where the bedrooms are tiny? Because I do. And so they don't have many toys in their room because they're not very big. And the girls share a room. So like,
yeah,
we have several different living spaces where they can have a lot of toys and a lot of space to play.
Their like a playroom family.
I'm like, oh, no, I mean, well, I think a living room, we just have several different areas.
Oh, several.
I mean, just, the basement, the main family room, the playroom. But they don't, it's funny reading this, my kids don't play in their rooms very often, but I literally was like, it's just because their rooms are so small.
Yeah.
Because we live in a house built in the 60s. I think now, when we go to friends' houses who have newer homes and they have these ginormous rooms, I do think you can fit more toys. I think it's just where the toys are at this stage in life, to be honest.
Yeah. So River, I think we have a rancher. We have an old house as well. And River does not have a big room. But somehow this like she's like a 5.5-year-old hoarder and like her kitchen playset is in her room. Mm. Like she has like she squeezed in a table in there somehow. And she will occasionally go into her room and play.
Yeah.
Now, I think this is also too like the difference between like an only child and somebody who has like a bunch of siblings. Like River will go into her room sometimes. Yeah. I mean, not for long. Like, I'm talking 30 minutes, 40 minutes. And she'll play. Like, she'll play with her dolls and play whatever it is she does in there. And maybe this makes me a bad parent, but when that happens, I'm like, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, this is wonderful,
Yeah.
But I will, when we're all together, it's like a Sunday afternoon or whatever,
right,
like after dinner, River's like basically like glued on top of my head. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So. But, I cannot remember, like, growing up, were you a bedroom family or a...
Oh, no, family room.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I feel like we were, but I like this article, and I hadn't heard of these terms before. I think it's an interesting conversation, but I don't think that you're necessarily not feeling safe or comfortable by hanging out in your bedroom is my big... critique of this. I don't, and again, I do think so much of this falls on the age. Even Ella Ray is starting to more, I'm going to go in my room and read for a bit. Like, there's too many people playing, it's loud, like, I need a minute, And I think that's obviously only going to get, happen more so as she gets older. I think it's far more a thing of your kids' ages and the setup of your house than it is whether your kids feel comfortable or safe with you,
And I think that was some of the criticism that these folks were saying, were critical about this term. But I like that. I mean, I like it. I like thinking about the idea of being
I think we just need to be grateful for the family room time we have, because I do think when they get to be teenagers, we will not.
Yeah, the window grows smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm. So we have a win of the week. Me.
Karen.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
My family. I think when I said we, I meant my family.
Oh, I was like, you and I do? Jointly?
I don't think we have. Well, the new relaunch of the podcast.
Sure.
That could be a win.
Sure.
No, what I was thinking was, as Katie has had to hear, Sweet Sam has been sick all week. One of those sicknesses that I know he's okay, but he can't go to preschool. That type of thing.
Can you just say?
Oh, yeah. He has diarrhea.
Okay. Just
yeah,
say
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Sorry. I was. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a very bad diaper rash. Oh, maybe the worst diaper rash I've seen in like four kids. I don't know. It was really bad. But anyway. But my win is, you know, I had a lot to do at work this week. And it is just so nice when you can take care of your sick kid at home while working. You know, I feel like during COVID, I was able to do that all the time. And this week was just a reminder to me that it is so nice to have a job where you have that flexibility. And, you know, it's like you can't even call in sick because you have a lot of work to get done, but you can't go physically to the office because you have this small child who can't go to daycare. Anyway, it was just nice. And he's two and is getting to the age where he will just play with his toys nice. And make things up for a long time.
Did you send him to his bedroom to play?
No, he was in the family room doing this. Okay. That boy, I don't think has ever been in his room ever except to have his diaper changed and take a nap.
Yeah.
Or go to bed. Yeah. Never. He's the opposite of a bedroom kid at this point. But anyway, so he was able to play nicely by himself, and I was able to get so much work done, and it was just so nice to be able to do both things at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge, right? Like, as a working mom, huge.
I mean, I literally was like, I don't know what other option I have here, you know? It was also nice. Gregory was able to take a little bit of time. We split one day, which was nice and would never have happened in his old career. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just nice when you have those kinds of weeks to know that there's a workaround.
Right.
You know, like life will go on. We can get through this. We hopefully won't get fired over it or
or a little bit of diarrhea. I hope not.
Yeah.
Whew. Anyway, hey, guys, thanks for listening. I want to remind you, Anchor Moms Refresh, go check it out on our Instagram and Facebook page. Give us a
Rate, review, subscribe.
Rate and review, subscribe. Yeah, we haven't said that in a while. Rate, review, subscribe. Bye, guys. Anchor Moms is a Sinclair podcast produced out of WLOS in Asheville. We're your hosts, Katie Killen and Karen Zakalik. Anchor Moms is edited by Matthew Yates.
For more information on the topics discussed in this episode and to stay up to date on future episodes, follow us on Instagram at Anchor Moms.
You can follow Anchor Moms on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Know a parent who could benefit from this week's Anchor Moms episode? Your recommendations help our show to grow, so spread the word.